coal mine close to the front line in eastern Ukraine. Mines such as this one have helped fuel industry in the Donbas region and across what was the Soviet Union for over a century. But Ukraine remains dependent on Russia to meet its energy needs, especially coal, which is vital for fueling Ukrainian power stations. In 2014, pro-Russia separatists seized control of the majority of the mines, further depleting Ukraine's access to coal. Decades of neglect means much of the mine's infrastructure is close to collapse.
The equipment we have is from 1958. Lack of investment and government negligence is one of the reasons why we face a shortage, and things could be difficult this winter.
Another problem is that Russia cut Ukraine's coal supply last month.
Russia has recently stopped exporting coal to Ukraine, saying that there's just too much domestic internal demand for the natural resource. Some analysts are describing this as nothing short of blackmail and an effort by Russia to weaponize its vast natural resources as a means of putting pressure on Ukraine.
And it's not just coal that Russia is using to try and control Ukraine. These are gas pipelines, similar to those that transport Russian gas across Ukraine to Europe. Europe relies on Russia for around 35% of its energy needs, and Ukraine gets paid transit fees, which were around $2 billion last year. But those days are nearly over. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is expected to be operational next year, bypasses Ukraine, instead transporting gas from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea.
Russia is trying to split and divide Europe. So for Russia, it's much more better to have energy relations with different states separately rather than with a single big European Union. From Ukrainian perspective, this means that Russia will have its hands free to destabilize situation in Ukraine more actively.
Germany has warned Russia not to use its gas exports as a weapon, but has been criticized by other European states and Ukraine for exposing Kiev to more economic pressure from Moscow. Some analysts say Russia's aim of trying to keep Ukraine in its sphere of influence is impossible.
It is simply not possible to have that sort of control over your neighbors without investing huge resources, military as well as economic. Because in the end, as I see it on Russia, I think Moscow needs to modify its aims because they are simply not realistic.
Winter is just beginning. Kiev is so worried about the potential electricity blackouts that it's been forced to start importing coal from as far away as the US and Colombia. Some analysts say economic and energy pressure from Russia will continue because the more Ukraine talks about future NATO and EU membership, the more Moscow sees red. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Toretsk, Eastern Ukraine.